Gio said, if the Giants start 0-2, the rest of the game's on the schedule, Dable has no chance to stick around. And look, I don't know what's going to happen as far as that goes. I do think it's going to get ugly for the Giants before it gets better as far as the win-losses go. But I don't think that that would be the right move to just fire Dable without... I'm not saying he's saying they're going to fire him before you see Jackson Dart a little bit. But I don't think I can make that definitive statement until I see what he does with Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this. So then the path is going to be the predictable one that we said. Draft the quarterback, have Dable here for half a season with him, and then what? Go with a new head coach? Oh, he's on right now, so let's hear from Brian Dable,
like
BT.
I said yesterday, that game just doesn't fall on Russell Wilson. You got to do a better job collectively, coaching, playing, but Russ will be the starter.
Oh, was that even ever really a decision for you?
Well, again, it's right at the end of the game, so I'm not.
I mean, when you went back and watched it.
No, Russ will be the starter.
Okay, what did you think of the offense when you went back and looked? Like, what did you see, and what do you believe is the top culprit for the struggles?
Well, I'd say it was a collective effort, Jordan. Again, we never got into a rhythm in the early part of the downs, which affected it. The line of scrimmage, there was a play here or a play there or a block here, or a read there that, we just, kept getting behind the sticks and could never get into a good enough rhythm. And then down in the red zone, we had plenty of plays down there. It's a close game. It's a 14-6 game with 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Had, two opportunities down there in the red zone, really low red zone, and just didn't punch the ball in. So have to do a better job in those areas. I'd say early down production, and that's everybody, and then red zone.
Is that all?
Real quick, I mean, also, I know we didn't get to this yesterday. What was with why Jamie Gillen do the opening kickoff and what went into you going with Wandell as a kick returner? We had things we hadn't seen.
Yeah, I think Wandell's good with the ball in his hands. We had a couple chances there. If we could just sustain on a block a little bit longer, I think he's good with the ball in his hands. And then Jamie is good at some of those kicks, with this new kickoff rule and where to put it. So we've been working on that between Jamie and Graham on kickoffs, particularly for that first game.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Ron.
Hey. What's the update? I don't think anybody asked yesterday. What's the update on Micah McFadden?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to the medical people. I have more on that for you tomorrow.
That didn't look good, unfortunately.
Do you have a feeling? I mean, they put an air cast on him. You have a feeling it could be?
Yeah, he didn't. I think he thought that. When he was out there laying on the ground, I thought he broke his leg. I know he didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but get some other things looked at here.
Okay. What'd you think of the job that Debo did traveling pretty much with Terry?
Yeah. Again, I thought he played well. Terry's a really good player, explosive offense, but, that's something we've been working on as well. I thought he did a nice job, throughout the entire game.
How much of a difference does that make to have that guy? Obviously, CD's coming, and then probably, 15 other great number one receivers. How much of a difference does it make to have that kind of guy for the defense?
Well, anytime you can add good players, I think it helps. Again, that's what we did for this week. Again, we'll see, down the road once we get going on these other teams. But I thought he did a nice job in a number of areas for his first game for us.
Okay, and the last one for me was, what'd you think of the edge rotation now that the snap counts are out? I think Burns played like
48?
Yeah, 48. Something like that. Kayvon played 50, and Abdul played 30-something. What'd you think of that?
Abdul played 38, and then he was on our punt block team too. So he had a total of 43. Again, I think that's, you want to rotate those guys, try to keep them as fresh as you can. We knew that, Abdul was gonna be on that punt team, and again, just trying to keep those guys as fresh as we can with the packages that we have.
Thank you.
Yep.
Can we get an answer on if he dapped up neighbors?
Dan Duggan.
Still waiting for that.
You're saying, did you limit Abdul's snaps on defense because of the punt block role?
Well, he had 43 total snaps. Burns had 48. And I think Kayvon was, what, low 50s or mid 50s. So, again, we want to keep those guys as fresh as we can. I think they did a pretty good job relative to the roles. A couple things we can improve on in that area. But, those three guys are going to play a lot. Try to balance out the numbers the best job you can so they can be as fresh as they can be.
And then the punt on 4th and 4 from midfield, just what was the thought process there?
Thought we pin them down in there and, have a chance to stop them and get the ball back.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
A couple of things. I wasn't going to ask this originally, but with that defensive, outside linebacker rotation, there were very few snaps with all three of them on the field together, right? Is that a good problem to have? And is that something that maybe you want to see those guys on the field together? Or can they really not play all together for an extended period of time?
Yeah, I think, that'll be dictated upon game. Again, to keep early on in the season, to keep these guys as fresh as we can keep them, that's something we were going to do.
Do you think those guys can be together on the field for, multiple snaps in a game?
Yeah, I think it depends, they're all capable to, play different spots, if you will. And if we think that's the best, then that's what we'll do.
Okay. And you always wear a lot of hats as a head coach. Team psychologist or psychiatrist is obviously one of those hats you have to wear. After this game, did you find that you needed to put that hat on a little more firmly after this game? Because the expectations, especially on offense, were so high and the results were not there that you needed to calm the troops a little bit.
You should wear any hat that had sunburned.
Yeah, look, the game was 14-6. In the fourth quarter, you're going to have games like that relative to, you'd like not to have them, Paul. We didn't score enough points offensively. It wasn't good enough. But you make a few plays here or there, and it's a much more close game, if you will, particularly down in the red zone. So, again, what I try to do is be consistent. Here's, the things that we try to get accomplished. Here's why we didn't get them accomplished. Here's some of the things we did well, and here's, plenty of things we didn't do as well. Everybody, coaching, playing, and then you meet as an offense, defense, and kicking game, and you go through those things.
Thank you.
Yep.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dabes. How's it going?
Hey, Art.
When you talk Abdul in the rotation, just one more thing on this, just from his perspective, because he was a rookie, did you want to not put too much on his plate, or did that not even factor into the rotation and how much you wanted to use him?
No, I have a lot of confidence in Abdul. So, again, they're 43, 48, 55. Maybe next week it's a little bit different just based on how the game's going and the series. But try to keep them fresh.
Gotcha. And then the other thing would be from an offensive line perspective, offensively,
finally.
I mean, was it a combination of physical mistakes and mental mistakes? Did you see one thing that you could point to and say, we just need to improve this week and we think we can eliminate some of the problems that we had? Because Illuminor said afterwards that, again, it's one of those, one guy makes the mistake and the group suffers for it. And then the next play, another guy will make a mistake and the group will suffer for it. Did you feel that? It's one of those things where you watch the tape and you think you can fix some of these things that maybe went wrong yesterday?
Well, yeah, you're going to go out there and you're going to fix them. But I'm going to give credit to Washington and how they played as well. But again, there was a number of plays, Art, where, one play was this, the next play was this, the next play was this. And they made some good plays too, credit them. But overall, just not consistent in terms of the execution part of the phases that we needed to have. And we'll get that fixed.
Do you envision any changes in personnel up front?
No. Nope.
So Thomas is not playing again? Is that what that
means? We'll take two more. Evan Barnes.
My God. This is rough.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Evan.
One more O-line question. We saw Evan was a healthy scratch. Just kind of curious, kind of what was what went to that thought process?
The guys that we brought to the game felt comfortable with those guys, and you know, Evan was inactive.
All right, and then with the run game, obviously it was so much focus on Russ, but it seemed like in those goal line situations there was decisions not to to run the ball as much. I know Scotty, I think, had one carry for negative yards, but just how did you feel about how the run game was established?
Well, again, at the line of scrimmage, you know, they had some guys in the backfield. We hit a couple perimeter plays, if you will, down there. You know, the screen to Malik, that they played well. Again, overall, just run game, I'd say in general, you know, you have 15 carries for 30 yards with the backs. We need to be better.
All right, and then one more thing for me. You mentioned, I think, you know, first, second down DMs. Obviously, the Commanders played a role on that. But just when you look back at those second downs, what did you see maybe needs to improve on just trying to, you know, get more stops on second down?
Talking about our defense?
Yes.
Yeah. They made some good plays. We're going to have to, you know, go back and, you know, look in terms of that area of the game, if you will, second down and long. They made some nice plays. You know, we got to make sure we're doing everything we can coaching wise. Collective effort, again, Evan, as everything else is. So, again, you know, what I was proud of is, you know, that's it's a tough team offensively. And for not producing, I'd say, offensively the way we needed to produce, to have them to 14 points, you know, there in the fourth quarter, there's some good things that come out of that. But we got to do a better job collectively playing team football, if you will, and put some points on the board.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Last one.
Honestly, I'm almost falling asleep here.
Brian, we'll wrap up where we started with Russ, I guess.
Here we go.
What did you see when you went back and watched the film that made you stick with him?
Yeah, I'd say he made good decisions. Again, we've missed on, you know, again, the one-on-one matchups. Sometimes it's a throw. Sometimes it's a contested catch. You know, it's a collective. It's not just Russ, Tom, when I'm talking about this whole thing. It's the entire offense when, you know, everybody starts with me, coaches, players. We got to do a better job collectively. So that's what we'll do.
I think, the world is very excited to see Jackson play. I'm sure there's a part of you that is, too, at some point. Yeah. How do you balance that with the decisions to on who you're going to play at quarterback each week?
Yeah, I have confidence in Russ, and we're doing everything we can do each week to develop Jackson. You know, he spends a lot of time in the building. He spends a lot of time after practice going through things that he needs to go through to prepare himself to be, you know, if he gets called upon, to be ready to go. And that's what we'll continue to do.
All right. Will your decision be based on where Jackson is or where Russ is?
Yeah, we'll just do what we think is best for our football team.
Oh, God. That last question was good. Yeah, okay. That was a great question.
Yeah, here's what I took of that. 14-6, 14-6, 14-6. First of all, it was 21-6, number one.
I know.
Number two, who cares that it was 14-6 late in the fourth quarter? You got one coach who's saying no moral victories. Meanwhile, they played their asses off in one of the best games of the week against the Steelers, a good team. Now, I know the Commanders are a good team, but you get the other coach saying, well, you know what? It was 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's the problem. You scored 6 freaking points. You're an offensive guy. You brought the Super Bowl winning quarterback. You scored 6 points. Why is that a good thing? That even if it were, hey, holy crap. You guys did it. The Giants did it. 14. Yes, BT, we did it. It was 14-6 in the fourth quarter. A one-score game in the fourth quarter. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Get the Gatorade back.
Maybe we should go out there, because then I'd be asking questions. Hey, did you have a chance to watch Danny Dimes in his film? Did you see what happened there? I mean, how come Daniel Jones could do that in one game in Indianapolis? 14-6, Daniel Jones put up 14 points before you could sit down in your seat. You're scoring 6 points again. Like, you know, I like Dable, so there's nothing personal with it. Like, enough of it. This is the same thing last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, it's not going to change the tone because he's got nothing to say. And he's got nothing to say because outside of the first, you know, year that was very good, all he's done is lose and lose and lose. So he can't be, although he has been a little combative at times, he can't be overly combative or, you know, overly cute here. You just got to take it on the chin. And the less you say, probably the better off in the long run, even though it's putting us to sleep and it's boring. That is not giving Giant fans any answers. But we wanted to play it because I do think that that was important to at least hear, you know, get a sense of what he's thinking pertaining to the... And the Abdul Carter stuff was pretty interesting, but really with Jackson Dart. Now, listen, come on. These reporters are very good. It's New York. It's New Jersey. But the way... The door was left open to me is beyond perplexing. All you had to do, and it was at the start of what when we began playing it, Russell Wilson's the starter. Okay, coach, I hear you. Russ is the starter. What will your tolerance level be to keep him on the field if this Sunday you have 6 points in the third quarter? It's a way to open the conversation to the direction of Dart. And the follow-ups were just, I'm sorry, but the follow-ups were weak.
But he did answer that, saying that they're going to do what's best for the team and they're going to continue to try to develop Jackson Dart. Like,
but that was 10 minutes later.
Okay, but that was,
That was a different reporter. Right. I mean, the initial focus was on Russ and... I mean, a very minimal, not glazing in the sense that kids use it now, but like just glossing and glazing over the quarterback spot. Like, I don't know. I'm listening to that. And I'm hearing a guy who just doesn't have a lot of answers because, and it's not all his fault. You know, going to clean this up. Got to do the no. You're not going to clean it up.
Stop making excuses.
You're not going to clean it up front because you don't have the horses to clean it up. We could sit here and say, yeah, we missed this, a play here, a play there, a penalty here, a penalty there. The Giants' offensive line stinks without Thomas, and it will stink without him the rest of the year, and they won't be able to do anything.
He did say not Russell Wilson's fault. He said that yesterday, said it again today, so we know that. He is starting week number two. We knew that that was going to be the case. I'm fine with developing Dart. I think that that should be the case. I can't stand that, well, it was 14-6 in the fourth quarter. So are you trying to say that that means it's better than what we saw, which was an embarrassment? Because it's not. You saying 14-6, one-score game, I've seen this too many times. I've tried to protect Dable and side with him. Last year, same thing. I'm not going to overreact. Reporters coming for his job. We talked about that on the air last year. Yep. And I was on the side of Dable thinking this is ridiculous. How many years are we going to sit here and say, well, it's 14-6. It was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. It's the NFL. Almost every game is a one-score game in the fourth quarter. The problem is your one score is not even a touchdown. Took you two field goals to score 6 points. You can't even score a touchdown. Like, that shouldn't be that hard. 14-6. Good God, if they lost 21-7, it'd be worse. But at least they'd have a touchdown on the board.
Imagine if Rex was still here, right? Rex was obviously a defensive guy. And imagine if for three straight season openers, Rex Ryan's defense put up or allowed, you know, 40 to 50 points and 500 total yards in offense. We'd be sitting here saying, I don't know. I know he's got a defensive background, but this ain't working right now. This is three straight openers for Brian Dable, who's an offensive backgrounded coach. And they have not scored a touchdown. We don't need to yell. Unacceptable.
That's the problem.